Today's verse God had given to us is Acts chapter 15, verse 12. Allow me to read. The whole assembly became silent as they listened to Barnabas and Paul telling about the miraculous signs and wonders God had done among the Gentiles through them. Amen. Today's text testifies as follows. The whole assembly became silent as they listened to Barnabas and Paul telling about the signs and wonders God had done among the Gentiles through them. Right now, Paul and Barnabas are at the meeting of the First Jerusalem Council. The topic of that conference was whether the Gentiles who had received the Lord had the duty of circumcision as a necessary precondition to salvation. Paul and Barnabas, when their turns came, stood up and testified in detail how God had performed signs and wonders in order to save Gentiles who had not even received circumcision. When this happened, the entire assembly who participated in the conference became still. The meaning of the Greek verb sigao is to keep silence. It is not the case that there are only people who agree with Paul and Barnabas at that conference. There were also people who opposed circumcision for the Gentiles as Paul and Barnabas, but on the other hand, there were also who doggedly insisted on circumcision for the Gentiles. But not only those who opposed circumcision for the Gentiles kept silent. Even those who insisted on circumcision for the Gentiles all closed their mouths and kept silence, as if cold water had been thrown on them. This was a surprising turnaround. Paul and Barnabas had visited the Jerusalem Mother Church in order to resolve the issue of circumcision for Gentiles once and for all. Verse 4 sheds light on the situation at the time. When they came to Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church and the apostles and elders to whom they reported everything God had done through them. Upon the visit to Jerusalem Mother Church, Paul and Barnabas testified about everything God had done through them. This means how God had saved Gentiles through them. At the first glance, it appears like a very inspiring moment for everyone. But in reality, that was not so in verse 5. Then some of the believers who belonged to the party of the Pharisees stood up and said, "The Gentiles must be circumcised and required to keep the law of Moses." Before Paul and Barnabas had even finished speaking, a group of people stood up. I have said that the Greek verb exanistimi means to get up abruptly and points to a sudden action. In Korean Bible, this word appears at the end of the sentence because our grammar. This is recorded as the first word to appear in verse 5 in Greek original. This was to emphasize that they stood up abruptly in order to stop what Paul and Barnabas were saying. They were all Jews of the Pharisee sect and shouted that even Gentiles who accepted the Lord must receive circumcision and keep the laws of Moses. If there have been only two or three people who stood up at this time, the conference, the first public meeting in the history of Christianity would not have been convened. The reason that the First Jerusalem Council had to be convened in order to resolve the issue of circumcision for Gentiles was because there was an overwhelming number of people who stood up to stop Paul and Barnabas from speaking and demanded the circumcision of Jews who had accepted the Lord and their keeping of the law. The leaders of the Jerusalem church, who sensed that the church could face the danger of being divided over the issue of circumcision for the Gentiles, rushed to convene the First Jerusalem Council in order to resolve this issue once and for all. If so, then wouldn't it only have been right for the people who blocked Paul and Barnabas from speaking in verse 5 to also stand up like a swarm of bees and oppose Paul and Barnabas and shout out a demand for the circumcision of the Gentiles in verse 12? But surprisingly, no one did so. Without an exception, the entire assembly who were present closed their lips and became silent. In the Greek original, the verb became silent is recorded at the beginning of the verse 12. This is to emphasize that the Jews who had abruptly stood up in verse 5, in contrast, became silent this time. How was such a dramatic reversal possible? Peter, who was the speaker before Paul and Barnabas, had concluded as follows in verse 11. No, we believe it is through the grace of our Lord Jesus that we are saved, just as they are. The narrator at this time was clearly just Peter, in other words, a single person. But in Peter, in his conclusion, uses plural subject, not a singular subject. He confessed that we believe and not I believe, that whether us, the Jews, or them, the Gentiles, all receive salvation only by the grace of Jesus Christ without an exception. We examined in detail during last week that we, Peter spoke of, signified Peter himself and Paul and Barnabas. Following Peter's saying that we believe, Paul and Barnabas, who made up we with Peter, stood up and started to speak about everything that God had done through them. And the entire assembly who was with them closed their lips and became silent and listened carefully to their words. However, it is difficult for us to understand at a glance how the people who stood up like a swarm of bees to stop Paul and Barnabas' words became silent without any sound and listen carefully to them to the end. As we all know, the noun that signifies belief or faith in Greek is pistis, and the verb is pistuo. In New Believers class, we learned that pistis also means sincere. In Greek, the words belief and sincerity are expressed together by one word, pistis. In other words, in Greek, faith and sincerity are not distinguishable. Therefore, I also said that when we read the Bible and run into the word faith, if we change the word to sincerity, we can understand the meaning of the verse more accurately. There are words of Jesus that are particularly liked by Christians. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. How great it is if we believe and pray, we will receive everything that we ask for. And so this verse is also always called on at prayer meetings. But is this really true? Was it the case that if you believed and prayed, everything became true? This is definitely not so. Prayer is not some magic lamp or a magic bat that makes everything that I ask for to become true. Then why did Jesus say something that appears a bit outlandish? If we substitute the word sincerity with the words belief, then we can understand the true meaning of what Jesus was saying. This is what Jesus said. If you are sincere, you will receive everything you ask for. A Christian who is sincere in Jesus does not ask for something vain. A sincere Christian does not seek something out of vain ambitions. A sincere Christian does not seek after only his or her benefit. A sincere Christian asks for things of eternal life. A sincere Christian seeks for God's will. A sincere Christian seeks for the good of all. Therefore, the prayers of a sincere person which asks something will all be answered. This is because God accomplishes His will through the prayers of such sincere person. Like this, if we substitute the word faith, where it appears in the Bible, with the word sincere, we can understand the deeper meaning of the words. Peter, in referring to Paul and Barnabas, confessed that whether Jews or Gentiles, we believe that all are saved only through the grace of Jesus Christ. This also meant that we are sincere. In other words, they have been sincerely living the essence of the gospel that whether Jews or Gentiles, all are saved only by the grace of Jesus Christ. This allows us to understand the meaning of Peter's confession. We believe. However, it is still not enough to explain the situation of the text, the verse 5, how the people who had abruptly stood up from their seats like a swarm of bees to oppose what Paul and Barnabas were saying, came to listen to Paul and Barnabas, who spoke after Peter in silence. Deacon Kim Hoon of our church is working as a researcher at the Humanities Research Institute of Seoul National University. After having majored in and obtained a PhD degree in Greco-Roman studies, classical studies. In order to major in classical literature of the West, knowledge of classical Greek and Latin are a must. In his book, Great Oration, which is about 10 great speakers of Athens, he tells us something very important about faith, that the Greek word pistis, which means faith, also means evidence. That faith is evidence, and to believe means to prove on one's own. If so, then at last, we can understand the situation of the text in a correct way. Peter, by testifying how God had given grace of salvation freely to the Gentile party of Cornelius, who had not even been circumcised, he proved that the Gentiles were saved solely by the grace of Jesus Christ. And Peter, referring to Paul and Barnabas, confessed that we believe that Jews or Gentiles, all are saved solely by the grace of Jesus Christ. This meant not only Peter, but that Paul and Barnabas could also prove that fact and will do so. Apostle Peter, who was the direct disciple of Jesus, was one of the top leaders of the early church. Peter, who was such a person, gave proof himself at the First Jerusalem Council, which was convened over the issue of circumcision for Gentiles, how God has saved a party of Cornelius, the Gentiles, who had not been circumcised only by his grace. Who could have possibly objected to such evidence as presented by Peter? Peter did not stop there, but by pointing to Paul and Barnabas, he confessed that we believe. Peter did not say that Paul and Barnabas will now be presenting a theological lecture about circumcision for the Gentiles. Neither did he say that Paul and Barnabas will be giving their personal opinions on the circumcision issue. Apostle Peter said Paul and Barnabas will now prove why it wasn't necessary for the Gentiles who had accepted the Lord to perform circumcision in accordance with the laws. This is why the assembly kept silent and listened carefully to Paul and Barnabas. Here is the reason that the Jews who have stood up like a swarm of bees to stop Paul and Peter from speaking and shouted the demand for circumcision of Gentiles in verse 5 had to listen in silence to Paul and Barnabas giving proof. Although they were insisted on circumcision for the Jews, so long as Peter said that Paul and Barnabas will give direct proof, they knew that insisting on their argument without listening to their proof would lead to loss of credibility. As we all know, Antioch Church, which Paul and Barnabas had co-pastored, was the first Gentile church to be established in a Gentile land in the history of Christianity. All of the members of that church were Gentiles who had not been circumcised. Paul and Barnabas proved that even so, God had given them the grace of salvation to those non-circumcised Jews in the same way that He had given such grace to Jews, and that God had led them to make up a church, the body of Christ, in the same way as the Jerusalem Mother Church, and they gave vivid proof as to how God had elected Gentiles who were not circumcised as His children, who are saved at Pisidian Antioch, Iconium, Lystra, Derbe, and Perga. While they gave their proof, none stood up to stop them as before. And after their testimony, none gave an opposing argument. As we will continue to explore the First Jerusalem Council ended by concluding that forcing Gentiles who had accepted the Lord to perform circumcision in accordance was not right. The belief of Peter and Paul and Barnabas that whether Jews or Gentiles, all are saved only by the grace of Jesus Christ had spread to all who participated in the council through their proofs. This would have been impossible if Peter, Paul, and Barnabas were unable to prove their belief. And of course, this was the result of Peter, Paul, and Barnabas abandoning their prejudices and living wholly in obedience to God's commands. Faith is to prove, and to believe in something is to try to prove it by oneself. When a young couple fall in love, their love is proven in their words and deeds, no matter what. It is the same in our relationship with God. If we truly believe that God has saved us through the holy blood of the cross and that we became children of God, so if we truly love God, our faith and love will be proved by our lives in the face of God and God's words. It is faith to get proved and to live in faith is to prove it by oneself. Today's Korean church is facing a serious crisis. Last November, the Christian Ethical Activities requested an external agency to objectively survey the credibility of believers of different religions in 1,000 people. 43.3% trusted Catholics. 33.6% trusted Buddhists. And only 17.6% trusted Christians. It is sad to say that the credibility of Christians was such a low level, and the Christian and the church is becoming an object of distrust to people. There is a simple reason as to why such a thing happened. It is because we who believe in God do not try to prove our faith. Moreover, we try to prove our faith not of the invisible God in the visible world. We say we believe in God, but prove that we believe in the visible world, not the invisible God. Such faith does not spread, and such faith cannot win or change the world. Without an exception, faith should not be blind. We should not have blind faith. Blind love and belief cannot mature because it lacks the specific objects and direction of faith. That is why we need to reason when we believe in God. On the other hand, faith needs to be blind. Which means it should be absolute. If the object and direction of faith is absolute, it should transcend all reasons and be absolute. If we did not have absolute faith, it would not be possible for us to form a right relationship with God. And the relationship will develop. Let us take a look at Peter, Paul, and Barnabas. After they believed in the cross of Jesus Christ, by transcending their rationality through reasoning, their faith did not question anything about God. They had an absolute faith in God. They threw themselves to God's words. That is when they became God's instrument for Gentiles, when their faith was validated, and when their faith has spread even to those who oppose them. Absolute faith of them was not blind, but a true faith that transcended all reasons.
2000년 전에 지구 반대편 이 땅에 오셔서 십자가의 모방으로 돌아가신 예수 그리스도 그분이 구원자이시고
God worked through those whose faith was validated to bring forth His providence on earth. Their faith was spread not only to those who had attended the council at Jerusalem 2,000 years ago, but also to us after 2,000 years and made the world anew. Do you rationally believe that we became the children of God through the sacrifice of Jesus, His only Son on the cross? If so, let us accept Trinity God absolutely, beyond reasoning from now on. Let us throw our lives to God's words. Let the words of God make our lives alive. That is when our faith is validated. That is when the self-validated faith spreads to the world. And that is when the church on the earth and the whole world's history becomes anew. That is the promise given to us by God through the Bible today. Let us pray. Peter, Paul, and Barnabas accepted the salvation of the cross with reason and then believed in the Trinity God, absolutely transcending reason. They believed absolutely in the Lord, enough to give up their lives. Thus their faith was validated. God worked through those whose faith was validated to bring forth His providence on earth. And their faith was spread not only to those who had attended the council at Jerusalem 2,000 years ago, but also to us after 2,000 years and made the world anew. We have tried to validate our faith, not our faith of believing in God whom we cannot see, but the false faith of believing in the world we see. That is why the church of today has fallen to become an object of distrust. We ask you to forgive our foolishness. Let us realize the salvation of the Lord our Savior through the precious blood on the cross, through reasoning. From now on, let our faith transcend our reasoning and believe absolutely in God, whom transcends all. Let us throw ourselves to God's words as Peter, Paul, and Barnabas did without questioning. Let our words and deeds embody the words of God. Thereby, let our faith validate itself. May such faith spread east, west, south, and north, to restore the church on earth and the world anew. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.